in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. We have an old ending, a new beginning. Got a question for you. The old ending and a new beginning. How are you going to end, and how are you going to begin? In the old ending, did you listen to God last year? Did you truly listen to God? Now, preacher, how do I listen to God? Well, for one thing, you listen to God in His Word. God has a love letter just for you. Your name's in here. Your life is in here. The direction you need to be going is in here. It's called the Holy Bible. So God says, I want you to read my word. And you remember how all through your Christian walk with the Lord, you have heard that the Bible, the word of God, is living word. It's the living word. It is never changing from what God wants, but it is ever changing due to your situation. Wherever I am in life, that's where God is going to give me a message to deal with that part of my life. God says to you, and He says to me, I want you to listen to me. I'll give you my word. Read it. Listen to 2 Timothy 2:15. Study. Timothy, this is Paul writing to Timothy. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. To rightly divide the word of truth doesn't mean that you'll take the word of God and you will twist the words around to make it fit how you think. You and I don't think straight a lot. You noticed? Well, as you get older, the more you'll notice that. Sometimes you'll go around in a circle. And sometimes you're going in a circle thinking you're going in a straight line. That's called life. But God says, I want to give you direction for your life. And this direction that I want to give you in life is for your good. So, did you in 2023, did you listen to God? Let me ask you another question on it. Did you look to God? Do you know that there's not a situation or a place that you will find yourself in life where God is not there? Have you looked for God in the place where you are? When you say to yourself and say to your friends and all of that, I see no hope. Did you look for God where you are? Did you talk to God about it last year? Will you talk to God about it in 2024? For you see, the hope that you have is in the same God where my hope lies. Read His word. Pray to God. Look to Him. Stop and pray. Pray driving down the highway. Just don't close your eyes. Pray continually in any situation. If the situation is good, then give praise to God for the goodness. If the situation is that bad, then ask God to intervene. But I wonder something for you and me. I want you to think about this. You're going through hard times now. Certain situations in your life, in your family, in your marriage, at work, wherever it might be. He said things are strained. Life is strained, is it not? Does God have the answer? Yeah, He does. Really? Yeah. Yeah. He's offered to give you the answer, but you won't listen to Him and won't take it. Yeah, God's got the answer. Why don't you talk to Him about it? Why don't you ask for the right direction? Ask for the path that He wants you to take, and watch Him turn your world around. For that's the God that I serve, that I represent when I proclaim His word. That's the God that watches over us. So pray with all your might. Jesus comes up on His disciples. You know all He told them to do? As He's going over to be tempted above any temptation any human being could ever take. Do you know during that time of temptation that Jesus was in, that temptation had the power of every evil that any human being would ever have since time began and time to end? You see, Jesus had to deal with all the temptations. You and I, we deal with the temptation on our life. Jesus did too. Thing is, He conquered it for you, for me. Oh, that's what next year's messages are all about. That victory. It's all in the blood. It's all in the power. And there's power in that blood, Brother Randy. Wonder-working power. And through that power, you're already victorious. But we read His word, we look at Him, and Jesus told His disciples, okay, boys, you all stay here and pray. I'll go over here and I'll battle Satan. So about the time they sat down to pray, I'm sure they began praying, they're fast asleep. That's just like Baptist in a Baptist church. We start out just fine, and then preacher gets a little loud so he can wake everybody up. But it is a fact of life. Sometimes you and I go to sleep on God. We try to stay awake. Lord, I had the desire to pray. I had the desire to work this out and to listen to Your word. Then life seems to cave in on me, Lord. And physically, the disciples fell asleep. But do you know the scripture explains that? Because they were very tired. Does not life make you tired? The same problems from day after day after day. You just as soon as you think you've handled it and conquered it completely, it's back. So Jesus asked him this. Luke 22, verse 4-6. Why are you sleeping? You see, the Son of God was getting ready to be crucified so that they could have eternal life, and all humanity, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord, will be saved. Why are you sleeping? He asked them. Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. I can tell you this. When you're in a conversation with God, in prayer with God, and I don't care whether you're listening or whether you're talking at that time in your conversation, Satan cannot mess with you. Do you know why Satan can't mess with you? You're talking to God. They know him. Satan's not going to mess with the Creator. He's not going to mess with Jesus now. Jesus already conquered him for you and for me. You and I must begin to live as conquerors, not individuals that have been defeated by what we see around us, by the failures in life. Let those failures fall away. You choose to be victorious because Jesus paid the cost. Jesus said, I make a winner out of you. That's why death does not frighten me. I know I'll never see it. I've read the book. I'm a Christian. And as a Christian, I can never see death. Oh, I'll leave the body. The body's going to die. Trust me. It's going to happen. But I, the me on the inside, the you on the inside, you're already out of there. That's not a part of you. For you are alive and well in Christ. What a way to begin a year. What a way to end one. Alive and well in Christ. If I live, I live for the Lord. If I die, I die for the Lord. Living or dying, Paul said, I belong to the Lord. But you see, I can't see him to be with him as long as I'm in this body. And he loves me too much to leave me here. He loves you too much to leave you in that broken vessel that you find yourself in. But you have something to do for the Lord. So let's get about our Father's business. You can go home later. Let's get about our Father's affairs. Allow him to touch your life in a way where you can shout from the mountaintop, victory in Jesus, power in the blood. Get a smile on your face. And don't you square off with Satan. Don't be one of those Christians. I'm so close to the Lord. Satan, come on, I'll take you on. If you're close to the Lord, you know you can't take him on. You're weak. You're human. Too many flaws. Folks, your pastor loves you to death, but you're a mess. Each one of us in the human condition have too much brokenness on our own to be victorious. Well, if you get out and are victorious, you feel on your own, don't you think maybe you might get to thinking you can do this thing called life without Jesus? How'd that work for you? How is it working for you? No, you can't do it on your own. I will myself to stand up and walk. I remember those days when Jason or Hunter had to even move my legs for me, to scoot me around, to give me, could I walk? Not really. It didn't matter how much I willed it, I couldn't. I needed someone who loved me to help me. Do we not understand that part of life, our life? That's what we do in love, having someone who loves you to help you. Accept that help. That's the gift from God. Look to God. And here's a big one I'll close with. The big one is this. Live for God. Do what Jesus did. What a way to close out a year. Live for God. do what Jesus did. What he did, he wants to continue doing through you. That's why we're here. That's why we're still here, to be about our Father's business. Jesus turned it all over to all believers. You take my message. It's a good news. You tell them the good news. You know what it is? Death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. That's a good news. You take them that good news. I brought it. You all, family, take it to them. Continue my ministry. Mark 12:30. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Love. Oh, I talk about love a lot, don't I? That's the power of your life, folks. That's the power that's in you. The love of Christ himself. Love with all your strength, with all your mind, all your soul, all your heart. Love God. Love good. Deal with the ministry God has called you for. And every Christian, you listen to me, you have a calling from God to be about his business. 2 Corinthians 5:15. And he died, Jesus died for all, whosoever will, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. For him who died, let us live. It is Jesus that looks to your heart and says, I can use you. Let me. Let him, folks. In 2023, let him use you. For you are his chosen. Mark 16:15. He said to them, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. The good news is the gospel. Must be something interesting about next Sunday's message. Because I had a little article that I wanted you to see today. I was going to read it to you, make it a part of this message. And as diligently as everything was worked on, it's not in your bulletin. But it will be next Sunday. And that is going to show you the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. All in God's time. All will be preached in God's season, his time. But who all is going to be doing it? Do you not count at all how powerful it is that God chose you to leave you here? To go through the trials and tribulations that you're going through in life. He's allowing you to go through those. He's allowing you to see the pain of life, the pain of sickness, the pain of brokenness. He wants you to see it. When you feel it, then you can help those who are being devastated by it. For those who are devastated by it, or pulled down into the ditch of life, wanting to climb out, but they see no hope. Did not Christ find you in the ditch of life? Haven't you seen yourself in that ditch enough? Well, let me tell you something about that ditch. When I was in the ditch of life yesterday, you get in that ditch, you notice it, Christian? You get too close to it, that ditch will swallow you right up like it reaches out and pulls you down. You know what I found? Jesus is still walking around in that ditch, reaching down to the ones most hurting, putting his arm around the one that has given up. For those young people who are watching and listening, don't do it. The life God has given you is precious. Don't take your life. Older person, don't take your life. Why? You ain't going to last that much longer anyway. Don't take your life. Allow Christ to use the time you have left, for it is Jesus who will always be there to catch me. It is He who loves so much, He will never say to you, I don't love you anymore. People say that to each other all the time. You'll never hear it from God. Have you thought about God is the only one that you're going to be standing before? Not another human being that you've ever met. At the end of your time, will you be looking at? You'll be looking at a Savior who knows you well, because He jumped in and out of that ditch to make sure you weren't alone. Trust Him. He loves you. And that love that God has for you, nobody can take away. That's the Word of God. It doesn't get better than the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, we thank You, dear Lord God, for the blessings of life, joy of salvation, for the peace that only You can give us. Father, I pray for those that we have on the prayer list, continually, Lord, lifting each of us, one another, up to You, asking for Your special touch. Father, be so much a part of our life that we understand that even during the most hurting times, Lord, You will never leave us nor forsake us. When we feel so empty, You will refill us with Your love. We ask that blessing now in Jesus' name. Amen.